Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputo is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's been an instructor. She's been a professor. She's been an executive on Wall Street. She's been a marketing, branding expert on Madison Avenue. She is now, we're all happy to know, that she's now running her own shop. And she's a president of Self Brand. She's the author of a number of books on branding, Breakthrough Branding, and You Are a Brand, and a new one coming out soon that we're going to talk about. Catherine Caputo, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. More than 8 years as a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate that very much, Catherine. So you say, and I want to make sure the record shows that you say, that women have some catching up to do when it comes to branding. Explain yourself, Lucy.
Well, you know, it's a dangerous thing to say, but it's true. Women tend to be too modest. And, you know, research studies show that women are not as good as men when it comes to self-promotion, promoting themselves on the job. And it's a big problem. You know, we're 51% of the workforce, yet if you look for the higher levels beyond the mid-level, you see, you know, the percentage of women are in the teens. And at the very highest level, it's like under 5%. And even entrepreneurs, you know, women are the fastest-growing category. They have more small businesses, but they tend to be really small businesses. They're not bigger businesses. So, you know, a reason I wrote Women Who Brand is, you know, I think we've got some catching up to do, and I think it's about time we change that. We need to brand ourselves.
It's on many levels, and I think we can go back. I think we can go back. I mean, some people try to make this an environmental thing. Right. I don't think it's environmental. I'm not saying none of it's environmental. But I don't think most of it's environmental because I have a little experiment in my family where my grandsons, when a few years ago, my grandsons were probably, you know, 8 and 5, the two of them, and we're at Thanksgiving dinner, and they're like all over the place, right?
Right.
And then I go to visit some in-laws, and there's two little nieces there, essentially the same age, and they're sitting there at their chair with their little hands in their little laps, waiting on your dinner to be served. And it's just completely different. Men and boys and girls are different. Men and women are different. And you're right. If it's a lot of it is self-confidence, I think. What do you think?
I think a lot of it's self-confidence, and that's another area that men tend to be more self-confident. And, you know, I see this even with my son. You know, I think, you know, he's born with a confidence gene, and, you know, girls that are his same age, he's a teenager now, you know, they're very self-critical. And if they get, like, a 95 on a test, they go, oh, I only got a 95.
My God, yeah.
My son gets 70 and says, I passed.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I walk up, you know, a lady walks up and says to herself, not says this, doesn't say this out loud, but her behavior says, hi, I'm Joan, I hope you like me.
Right.
And I walk up and say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far?
Right, exactly.
You know, and this, it's a difference. And so, but women worry about pulling that off, pulling the, hi, I'm Joan, how do you like me so far. They worry about that because they think they either don't know how to pull it off where it doesn't seem, you know, too aggressive for a lady, or they can't pull it off. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think it is harder for women, you know, in the business world or in professionally, because if women are assertive the way men are assertive in the business world, then we're labeled with the B word or something like that. So it's
And it's attractive when men do it, sort of, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, a lot of studies show that, you know, he's a leader, and the same behavior in a woman, you know, they've done studies showing a video of a man saying something in an assertive way, a leader, when they see the same video with it, it's a woman, oh, she's too aggressive, they don't like her.
Can we connect this to leaning in, meaning if it's true that women are not as good at mentoring as men? Mm-hmm. Is it possible that when a woman is seen being a leader, when a man is seen being a leader, people imagine being mentored by him?
Right.
And when the woman does that, when people don't imagine that because they haven't been mentors? If Sheryl Sandberg is right?
Yeah, I think there's truth to that. And I think that's why we need to see, and we're starting to see, but not enough, more women in leadership roles, more women in mentoring roles, more women so that it's we see it as something that women are strong at as well. And I think, you know, that's going to change. Hey, you know, when I was a kid, there were very few women doctors.
Yeah.
You said the word doctor, you just thought of a man.
Of course, yeah.
That's not really true anymore.
Recently, I was at a gathering, and it was there were a lot of women, you know, very much like you, Catherine, you know, women who'd made it on their own and were successful and who'd worked in corporate America, et cetera. There were three or four or five ladies there, and I asked, we started talking about the leaning in thing and the self-confidence thing, and the polling around the table was not good for women leaders.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's an issue. I mean, I think Lean In sort of brought a lot of attention. It was a bestseller, and I think a lot of people bought the book and read the book, and I think it brought, you know, and it had a lot of research in the book showing, you know, women do great at school, for example, you know, where we outperform boys in terms of graduation rates in college, at the postgraduate
but
level.
But that's follow the rules good.
Exactly.
See,
and that's
men,
what women don't
boys
understand.
Boys are more likely not to follow the rules, but maybe not to make the grades.
Exactly. And that's the problem, because in the business world, it's really focused on accomplishment, self-promotion, networking, and men are better at all of these things. And
when I trained salespeople, my biggest problem was getting men to do the paperwork, but I never had any problem getting them to close.
Right, right.
When I trained ladies, they always got their paperwork done, and nobody in the world was better at them than customer service, but I always had to push them a little bit to close.
Right, right. Well, this is a problem, and I've always wondered, too, why, you know, when I worked on Wall Street, why there weren't more women on the sales side of the business.
What should we do?
Financial consultants, because women are so good at communication and relationship building, but this is the problem. They feel it's too pushy or not nice to, you know, close.
Are women, I've only got a few seconds. Can this be turned around?
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about a Harvard study.
When we come back, we're going to talk. Now that we've set the table, I'm going to, when we come back, Catherine's going to explain the Harvard study that has come out to talk about how to fix this. And ladies, it's your life. It's your career. It's your business. Go for it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with Catherine Caputa.
Couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine any.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.